Welcome back. You're listening to the Grand Brigades on Joy 94.9. I do believe we've got a call coming in. I think that might be the angry gay man calling us in this week. Doug, are you there?
Well, actually it is.
Hello. Okay. Hello, Doug.
I am nauseous with niceness, Matt and Helen. I am feeling kinder than a vet at the lost dog's home.
What the hell?
Well,
it's a change for you. The isolation gets
I appreciate that, Matt, but I figured that there's so much misery in the world at the moment that I simply didn't want to add to the problem. So as challenging as it may be, I thought I would ring in and try to be nice to you and Helen.
Okay, so how are you spending this time then, Doug?
Well, thank you for asking, Matt. I am self-bicolating, Matt. I am riding my bicycle through the lonely, sad streets of Melbourne, and I cannot believe how quiet it is.
Oh, really? Because I was just talking about that. I was giving Melbourne a bit of a telling off for being a noisy old thing.
Why? It's not. It's absolutely dead.
Well, I haven't been out for a while, and it's got to be said, so.
Well, I mean, when I say dead, I mean, I decided to go for a bit of a lengthy ride the other day. I mean, you know, this self-isolation is I'm trying to be, well, productive on an exercising front. And we've had discussions before about that kind of thing. And it didn't go well, so we won't extend to that. But the thing is, I have been going on lengthy rides. So I rode through the city the other day, and everything was so quiet until I got to the corner of Swanston and Elizabeth Street. Because on the corner of Swanston and Flinders Street, did I say Elizabeth? I meant Flinders. Flinders Street, there on a megaphone in the quiet streets of Melbourne was a bloody evangelist.
Oh, a God botherer. We love a good
street,
God botherer.
Well, a street evangelist. Now, if I am honest, it pains me to say this, but I did have a little moment of identifying with him.
Okay. That's...
Because
the isolation is not doing good things to your dog.
No. Because the reason I identified with this man was because he was standing there on the street, ranting at the top of his voice at a couple of morons. And frankly, it's a little like me being on this program. That's what it's like for me.
Oh,
Was he ranting about bicolation? Is that what the word was?
No, he was not, Helen. It was the usual suspects. But, I mean, the thing that bothered me most about this idiot was that he'd managed to conjure a bit of a crowd, and none of them looked like they were social distancing, which really offended me because I can understand why that is absolutely necessary at the moment. And I do get why the police have been down there hurling backpackers off the St Kilda beachfront so they can carry on drinking in a confined indoor space, to be fair. But I question why the authorities are not coming after a loon, given he wasn't exactly conducting an outdoor exercise class.
No. Yes.
So you're... Bike isolation isn't going well, Doug, because of this.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it, Helen. I do love going out on my bike alone. I think it's very, very, very nice to be seeing our city without all the people in it. The thing is, you didn't ask me, but you were going to ask me what this person was banging on about.
We love a good God botherer.
Now, the thing about this man was that what he was inferring was that God wasn't being exactly covert with COVID. He wasn't, because he said, I mean, naturally this home prison pandemic is punishment for legalising homosexuality, abortion, and probably leafy green teas as well, but you'd expect this from a lunatic. But to be fair, I don't care if this nutbag was or indeed a bit of corona, but what really annoyed me was that nothing else is allowed to be going on in our lovely city at the moment, and we're left with this.
And we cycle literally back to Mr. Gray's assertions about noise pollution in our fair city.
Well, I mean, this guy was a complete nut of fruitcake. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I have been riding around a lot. I've been going through a lot of parks and gardens in the town. I have been going around a lot of parks and gardens in Melbourne. And what is a fascinating and probably somewhat advantageous component of this awful pandemic is the fact that the gyms being closed means that people are taking their exercise outdoors. Now, look, I'm not blind. I'm visually stimulated as much as the next person. But I mean, you're seeing lots of lovely joggers, lots of lovely people walking briskly through the streets. I did see a gorgeous little personal training session going on the other day. Absolutely beautiful man. And there was a woman with this man. I mean, trust me, she was maintaining her plank as well as I was hiding mine. It was absolutely extraordinary.
Oh, my God, on that note, you're not blind, but you're certainly not mute.
Absolutely not. No. But anyway, look, I think I've been, have I been nice? I've tried.
You have, yeah. Doug. You have been absolutely it forced emotions completely. Gwyneth.
Well, it's been very difficult for me, and to the point where it's been so difficult, I think
I'm going to hang
you're
up.
You're breaking up a little bit there. But, okay. See ya.
Bye.
I'm hanging up. Bye.
So, Mr. Gray, we've come to the end of yet another wonderful episode of Grumble Bumming. And we're entering week 3 of our trial separation. And I'm warning you now, Matt, that next week there will be emotion. There will be gnashing of teeth. There may even be crying.
And ultimatums.
And ultimatums around our trial separation.
Absolutely. It's do or die next week. The prospect of another week stuck here in self-isolation is not exactly appealing to me. Look, I fell out with myself a few times this week. We had words. That's it for tonight, really. We are about to wrap up. We're getting close to midnight. And we'll see you here this time next week.
We will, but I want to remind everyone that the Grumpy Gays are doing our Grumble Bumming regularly on Instagram. You need to follow us on the Grumpy Gays. So get online, like what we put up there, follow us, and also make sure you download our podcasts of every episode we put up, because it's a little bit of grumpy joy.
It's a little bit of shade to bring to you into your darkness.
Absolutely. So until next week, Mr. Gray, stay grumpy.
See you later.